Separate our two doors from the public. And on Wednesday nights, we open this place up. We term it evangelistic open house. We put a sign out in front that says, free dessert and coffee. Come in for life-changing conversations with friends. And many Wednesdays we've done this. Tonight, these young people went out into the park and stood on the street corners with little invitations inviting people to come. We opened up at 9 p.m. and just shut down at 1 a.m. For the past 4 hours, people have walked through these doors, total strangers, never been in this building before, Jews as well as Gentiles. And they sat around the tables that are down here. They were served a piece of cheesecake, a cup of iced coffee, and then friends that they had never met before sat down next to them, these young people. And they began to talk to them, find out a little bit about their life. And as they got to know them, they then turned the conversation to Christ. Right here, I think of a young girl who came outside where I was standing. The tears were just pouring down her cheek. And she said, you know what, that man trusted Christ. That's why we do this. Every opportunity, whether it's a cola war out in the park, a handball tournament or basketball tournament, whether it's an open house, everything we do is all about an audience of people. And at every one of our events, the gospel is always shared, either publicly by a preacher or by individuals. And it's been a wonderful ministry here tonight, and I thank God for all the hard work of these young people.
Plaza that was dedicated to the memory of the first female prime minister of Israel. And it too is a strategic location in Manhattan, just like Times Square and Battery Park and Fifth Avenue. Thousands of Jewish people go through this plaza daily, as well as people from all over the world. And in this great place, we seek to preach God's glory and the gift of righteousness in Christ.
Guiarme por senda de justicia por amor de su nombre. Aunque ande en valle de sombra de muerte, no temeré mal alguno.
Our sins are that which labor us more than anything else. God has given a law in His Ten Commandments that directs us how we must live.
There are days when clouds surround us and the